The fifth stage and last stage is maintenance. In the maintenance stage, the person has achieved change and has stabilized and is maintaining the change. So we could say that the maintenance stage is the success stage. What the client set out to do has happened, and it is becoming and has become probably the context for ongoing context for their lives, which is no great big deal. What I mean by that is that people will be very focused perhaps on, say, losing lots of weight, and then they will lose lots of weight, perhaps get fit and so on, and then after a period of time, being a much lighter person, healthier person perhaps, becomes normal. It's not something they think about every day. It's not something that is the focus of their lives. They're not always thinking about it. It becomes the overall normal context of their lives. What they do in that stage is they maintain their awareness of the past experience sufficiently for them to stay, if you like, on the track that they have chosen. So they might watch their weight a little bit and take some kind of low-level remedial action to make sure that they don't, if you like, increase their weight again over time. So the maintenance phase is where, you know, success may well have happened. The maintenance phase is also an area where, when we're working with our clients who've achieved that state, the emphasis has moved very much away from crisis approaches and has moved much more to deepening their experience of their lives, fulfilling the meanings or the meaning that they're making of their daily lives. They will be working more towards the purpose, perhaps, of their lives. They will be utilizing this change process to fulfill more of their potential. And this is very much a function of a more wellness and well-being orientated coaching approach, which has an emphasis less on this idea of an acute need for a recovery process and a need to experience life at a dimension that is not driven by crisis and challenge, but is driven by the desire for the fulfillment of human potential. So this is a lovely stage to be working in with a person. It is a place too where us coaches can really enjoy traveling with our clients and really enjoying them experiencing the success of the process that they've committed to and entered into, and which you have coached them along. And certainly it is important, I think, for coaches to have enough experience of these kinds of stages with their clients so that we don't continually think that the only place for recovery to wellness coaching is when people are in crisis.